أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض وعدت للمتقين صدق الله العظيم إن شاء الله we discuss ayah number 133 of Surah Ali Imran. The last verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded us, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ, fear the fire of Jahannam, which has been prepared for the kafirin, for the disbelievers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us one command, أَطِيعُوا اللَّهِ, be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here is the second command, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, hasten towards the maghfirat of your Rabb. Here the expression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses, hasten, in other words, one should not waste any time simply because we do not know the time span that we have in this world, the time frame that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. It is a matter of urgency that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us to hasten, like Allah ta'ala says in another verse, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, استبقى, vie with each other towards good deeds. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ, with regards to the good, with regards to akhirat, Allah ta'ala says the aspirers will continue to aspire. So this is something that we should be always aspiring for. Now here Allah Rabbul Izzat says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. What should we hasten towards? The maghfirat from your Rabb. How do we hasten towards the maghfirat, towards your Allah Ta'ala of your Rabb? Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, by fulfilling all the fara'id of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it is time to fulfill the fara'id, the farz salat for example, then a person should not move behind, but a person should move ahead. A person should always be hasty, and a person should always move forward in fulfilling the fara'id, should not lag behind. It is the time to pay one's zakat. A person should not lag behind, but one should fulfill. The time for Hajj has come, a person has not fulfilled it. All the other formalities has been now abided by with regards to the formalities of the authorities, etc. Then now a person should not lag behind. That is now hastening towards the maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, towards al-Islam, in other words, total submission towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Other sahaba used to say, it is towards tawbah. A person has committed a sin, one has made an error, one has broken the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now do not lag behind. Hasten towards tawbah. Seek the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some sahaba has stated, towards takbir-e-ula, the time of salah has come, now the jamaat is starting, do not lag behind, move forward, it is going towards the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have stated it is the call to go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One should not lag behind. All of this is indicative of all the good deeds, ita'at and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here one very important aspect is ila maghfiratim mir rabbikum, to the maghfirat from your Rabb. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it is your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness. The Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has brought us from non-existence into existence, has never forgotten our existence. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains us physically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also sustains us spiritually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cleanse us spiritually also. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa jannatin, and then A person should also, together with this, hasten towards Jannat. Ya Allah Ta'ala brought maghfirat before Jannat, because a person cannot enter Jannat if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not make the maghfirat of an individual. If Allah Ta'ala has not forgiven, then a person cannot enter Jannat. That is why we find in the hadith of our Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is not our a'mal that will enter us into Jannat, but it is the rahmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If we understand it this way, our a'mal is not the illat of entering Jannat, it is an alamat of Jannat. Illat is not the reason of Jannat, it is an alamat. Alamat means the sign of Jannat. It is a sign of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's acceptance for us to enter Jannat. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has also showed us and clarified that, so we are in need always of the maghfirat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In describing Jannat, Allah Ta'ala says, عرضها السماوات والأرض. Its width is السماوات والأرض, the skies and the heavens. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu described this, the seven heavens, if it could be stitched, like how material could be stitched. A person has several meters of material and then he stitches each meter to the other, and how one can stretch that material. Like that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is giving the example, the seven heavens, each heaven, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then he says the seven earths, all of that, arduha, is the width of Jannat. Then one can try to understand or imagine what the length of Jannat will be. And here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala merely uses the example of what is available to our minds. What is greater than the seven heavens and the earth? There is nothing greater than that in our minds, in our brains. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala uses that. In Mishkatul Masabih, our Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he speaks about the hadith of the last person entering into Jannah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, it is 10 times the size of this earth. That is the smallest Jannah of the last person that will enter Jannah. Then one can try to understand what will be Jannat in itself. When a person heard this from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the size of arduha samawatu wal ard, the Jannat is so huge, then he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where is the fire of Jahannam? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the person then when night falls and covers the entire place, where is the day? When is night, where is the day? So the person said, day is where Allah Ta'ala so desires, day is day. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, then the fire of Jahannam is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala so desires. So day is over here, we don't see the night. When it's night over here, we don't see the day on the other side. So there Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to indicate that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has prepared such a huge Jannat for His servants. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It has been prepared for the muttaqeen, for the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In the previous verse, Allah Ta'ala said, وَعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. That Jahannam has been prepared for the kafirin. So you don't go into Jahannam, you work yourself towards Jannat, which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has prepared. Both the expressions, وَعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, shows that Jannat and Jahannam has already been prepared by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for the believers, for the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and of course for the kafirin, for the disbelievers. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala calls upon us to continuously strive, to continuously hasten towards the maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala. If there was any act of disobedience, hasten towards tawbah. But like that, we should try to always hasten towards good deeds and try to please Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.